Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. Tonight, we'll be talking with Michael Ronstadt and Serenity Fisher about an event coming up at the Wyoming Fine Arts Center on Saturday, June 25 at 8 p.m. It'll be an evening featuring Serenity Fisher and the Cardboard Hearts, the Ronstadt Generations, and Quartet with Donald Broerman featured as the guitarist along with a string quartet. Serenity, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
And Michael, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So, Serenity, how did this concert coming up on Saturday, June 25, come about?
Well, Michael has been talking about doing something at Wyoming Fine Arts Center, where he and I are both teachers, and doing something that can help to support the center and Arts Wave and feature a variety of different styles of music. Michael's the mover and shaker that made this happen.
All right, Michael, how did this come about on your end?
Well, my family, with my dad and my brother, we call ourselves Ronstadt Generations. We do a summer tour every year, and it happened to coincide with that Saturday being about the start of our summer tour, and then we go on to Philadelphia. So I was trying to figure out where we could do a performance, and I kept searching for different areas, and then it popped into my head. I'm like, wow, we could do a combination of different music genres and music worlds and have them meet at the Wyoming Fine Arts Center. And I decided to call it the Shaken Earth Concert, or maybe part of a bigger series in the future. But it's combining Serenity Fisher and the Cardboard Hearts, which is Tim Burton-esque indie dream pop, with Southwestern folk of my family's music, Ronstadt Generations. And then we decided to get some of the faculty together to perform Boccherini's Fandango Quintet for guitar and string quartet. So that is a really full but not too long concert, but full of great music.
Let's just start. Why don't you tell me about Donald Broerman, the guitarist, and the string quartet that will be part of the performance, and the Boccherini Fandango.
Donald is an amazing classical guitar player who I played some duets with, and he's been featured with one of the string quartets in the area playing the Boccherini Fandango Quintet, and he asked me, hey, do you want to perform this piece? So I got together Rose Reed Miller Gowda from Serenity Fisher and the Cardboard Hearts. She plays viola with the group. We have Jenny Klugish, who is another teacher at Wyoming Fine Arts, on first violin, and Evan Hurley on second violin. He's in the other quartet that Don's playing with. And then Donald on guitar. I'm playing cello. And putting that together, it was just an idea that Donald had, and I think he teaches quite a bit and is always looking for more opportunities to perform, and I figured this would be perfect.
Well, Serenity, why don't you tell us about the Cardboard Hearts indie dream pop?
Sure. You have to describe your music somehow, yeah. And it's incredibly difficult.
Of course it is.
So literally a lot of my music comes from inspiration from my dreams.
Oh.
But dream pop is a genre that you'll hear. So we felt that it fit. Sometimes we call it indie rock. But if you like Tim Burton and if you like Danny Elfman and the music that he composes for Tim Burton's films, you'll probably like what we do.
Usually in Danny's compositions, sounds like larger orchestras and all that, but you guys are a quintet.
Yes.
So how do you get that sound?
Yeah, so Michael Ronstadt and Rose Reed Miller Gowda, they cover our string section. They're really, really creative together, and they just come up with some amazing ideas. Our drummer, Matt Halverson, has a background in world music and ethnomusicology. And so his entire kit is just, the snare is a conga snare. And he's got key chimes actually made out of keys. And so everything in his kit, he can get a full rock sound, but then he also can do these really innovative, odd sounding things too. And then my dad, Bobby Fisher, has been known around Cincinnati for many years, since before I was born. And he plays acoustic guitar, electric guitar, glockenspiel, mandolin, banjo, anything that we ask him to play, he plays and comes up with all sorts of other creative things. So together, the group just has a lot of creativity, works really well together, and comes up with something that I think sounds really cool. And I'm always surprised when I hand a song to the group that it can go from just being a song to something more.
Yeah. And you play keyboards and
stuff? I do.
And Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Ronstadt Generations? You guys have deep roots in the American Southwest in the Tucson, Arizona area.
We're all from Tucson, Arizona. I'm the child who decided to move away. I settled in Cincinnati. My dad and my brother live in Tucson. We celebrate the traditions that our families had with music for about five generations since the mid-1800s in the southern Arizona, northern Mexico region. So we perform old Mexican tunes that have been in our family for years. We play old-time music. We write our own music. We play Woody Guthrie. We even play some Paul Simon. So we collect songs along the way, and we consider ourselves, I guess, modern-day troubadours. We either write songs or collect songs, and then we bring it to the people. And we call it Southwestern Folk, or Tucson Roots and Americana. And we have two guitars, cello, and three related voices, my dad and my brother and myself.
I know that your Aunt Linda has very often in interviews mentioned singing these older songs coming up, and it's maintained even into your generation, huh?
Yeah, it keeps going. And even my great-great-grandfather, Augustus Frederick Ronstadt, who came from Germany to Mexico and settled in Bonamachi, Mexico, the people in Bonamachi even today remember Federico Ronstadt, who used to tour around and play for all the villages. And that was my great-great-grandfather. They still talk about that. And we were thinking it was his son, Federico Ronstadt, but he was too young when he moved away. So that tradition goes back a long way, and it's something we grew up with. You know, family gatherings, everyone brings a guitar, a voice, you know, 10 million part harmonies, it seems like, just resonating out of the living room. So we try to carry that tradition forward and bring our living room to our audiences.
Michael, Ronstadt Generations has a new recording.
Oh, yes. We have a new album called Land of the Setting Sun, and we will have that available at our performance on June 25th.
Once again, coming up at the Wyoming Fine Arts Center, 322 Wyoming Avenue in Wyoming, Ohio, on Saturday, June 25 at 8 p.m., a concert benefiting the Wyoming Fine Arts Center, featuring the great talents of Serenity Fisher and the Cardboard Hearts, Ronstadt Generations, and Donald Rohrman, guitar with a string quartet, performing Boccherini's Fandango. Sounds like a great evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Michael, thank you for joining us. More information about this upcoming event is available online at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
Crazy rhythm, here's a doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. This is where we have a showdown. I'm too high, high, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking on Broadway, soon the highbrow, he's got no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? For you produce the same condition.